Sandy and Blake Young. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, you and yours have been saying it with flowers since 1873. That's quite a distinction. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What kind of passion motivates you two to continue carrying that floral torch?
When you're doing flowers, you're pleasing people. You're doing something nice and pretty and good for someone, and that makes you feel good.
That's certainly understandable.
I just enjoy growing flowers and selling flowers, I guess. It's fun helping people make their yards and homes beautiful.
I guess you do have really tailor-made instant gratification in the business we've been doing this long.
Yeah.
And so, very briefly, as per that family history, how did it all begin?
Our great-great-grandfather, Christian Young, started in 1873, bought the piece of property on Clinton Street and had a truck farm. And from there, they started growing flowers. In early 1900s, I believe we started the floral shop with flowers that they grew.
Okay, so greenhouse and the floral, and that was south of the bypass as we know it now.
Correct, yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What a family legacy you've made, to be sure. And you two represent two of the five generations in this legacy. So what's it like living up to that reputation every day of your life?
Some days it's hard.
Yeah.
Some days it's hard because you want to be sure that you send out the nicest that you can send out.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mechanics of something that somebody wants are difficult for me, where for my husband, they were not.
Ah, so you have that reputation to uphold and you feel that pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just try to do everything as best I can every day. That's all you can do.
Well, it sounds like that's something that made this a five-generation successful business. And being on both sides of that floral food chain, what's the advantage of having your own greenhouse operation plus your own flower shop?
It's kind of like a one stop. You can buy cut flowers, you can buy green plants. In the spring, you can get all your bedding plants, vegetable plants for your yard. In the fall, you got mums.
You do it all,
yeah.
Sounds like. Yes. And since you oversee the greenhouse, Blake, what does that entail?
There's a lot that it does entail. All the planning, the growing. You know, we grow cut flowers for use in our own floral shop. There's a lot of planning behind that.
And what percentage of your own flowers would you say that you grow?
That would depend on the time of the year. So through the winter time, we probably bring in most of the flowers that we use, aside from callas and things. But in the summertime, we grow a lot of field flowers that we can use in our arrangements, which is becoming more and more popular. But we've been growing cut flowers since the late 1800s.
Sounds like you got your act down pat on that one then. Okay, let's talk about the seasonal cycles, starting with that greenhouse business. Does it ever sleep?
Not really. In the springtime, we start out with pansies in March and April. Then we move into your spring annuals, summer annuals, fall mums. And then in the wintertime, poinsettias, green plants, cut flowers, and then Christmas greens, wreaths. And then we just move on back into the cycle. It's endless year after year.
And a lovely one, too.
Yeah.
What about the flower shop?
The flower shop is the same way. Of course, this time of the year, you've got your holidays, Easter, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. Then you move into summer and fall, which is big wedding seasons. And then you're at Thanksgiving and Christmas. Then you're right back into January, where it just kind of starts all over again.
And then you've got your everyday things.
Yes, you've birthdays, you've got your everyday funerals, your anniversaries. Just because a lady called today and sent flowers to her boss because she had had a small accident, and she just wanted to cheer her up.
Then people really continue to say it with flowers, and you guys are there to fill those needs.
Yep.
So besides having green thumbs and an eye for flower power, if you will, what are your most important skills, would you say?
I would say, whether it's in the flower shop or the greenhouse, our most important skill is people skills. Because when I'm talking to anybody who's ordering flowers, I'm trying to get a picture in my head of the picture that they have in their head.
Yep.
And so it's knowing what question to ask or trying to get that feeling of what they want the person to feel when they get these flowers.
And you're asking concrete questions about a very emotional and certainly aesthetic kind of a situation.
Yes.
So good listening, is that
good listening skills, good questioning skills.
Yep.
You know, you got to be able to ask the right question. So I would say that, people skills are very important. Just a good eye also when you're putting your stuff together, just a good eye.
That makes sense. And Blake, you probably run into that same thing as keeper of the greenhouse, because then you're talking about yards and patios and vegetable gardens as well.
Yep. You just try to read the people, decide what they want, what they're after, that's what we do.
And you've been doing it for five generations.
For five generations, a long time, yes.
Must have been doing something right.
Yeah.
So family businesses have their special pros and cons of operation. Everyone does. What are some of those specific to yours, would you say?
I would say that in our family anyway, it's being able to get along, kind of being able to read each other. If you have a conflict, if you have a disagreement, being able to talk it through and then just let it slide. And we don't always agree. That doesn't matter. We don't have to agree, but we do have to let it go.
And you're good at that by now, you would say.
Yep, you have to be good at that. I just enjoy being with the kids, you know, seeing them all the time and being with them and such.
What about you kids?
Well, we like being around Mom, obviously, clearly. It's great having her there every day. That's why I tell her I'm not going to let her retire.
Okay.
Because this way we can keep our eye on her every day.
And she, you.
Yes. Yeah, well, we need Mom to keep track of us because we lose track.
Does it ever get old or stale to be working with flowers all the time?
I don't think so. It's something new every day. You know, they're always pretty. No matter what you do, it's probably going to be pretty.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though your business seems to be as perennial as lots of your product and certainly your attitude, I think, what has changed, at least in your lifetimes, in the flower business?
I've seen lots and lots of changes being older than this one over here. I would say the thing that has changed the most in the flower shop end of the business is the internet has changed things so much. Now there's tons and tons of pictures on there, and people will get on the internet and they'll pick out a picture and then they'll want that picture. Social media has changed things tremendously with just how people think and how they order and how they expect that to be done and delivered.
You know, that's very, very interesting. Does it take away from your local business to have online shopping?
No, it adds to it. We have people literally from all over the world order flowers. I mean, you Google Fort Wayne, Indiana florist, and then you pick a florist and you call them. I have a guy, he lives in Russia, and he sends his orders to us over the internet. And he's got two or three families that he sends to here in Fort Wayne. And on all of the holidays, I know that there's going to be an order coming in over the internet from this gentleman.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is.
No, that sounds great.
Yeah. There's other parts that aren't as nice, though. I think it takes away a little bit from our creativity to have to make flowers by picture, because we can do beautiful things without pictures. Probably more beautiful than the pictures if given the opportunity, but people like to shop by pictures. So
I understand, and that makes its own challenge to you.
Yes.
But it sounds like, once again, you've been able to surmount that. And meanwhile, what about the business of flowers hasn't changed and you hope never will change?
Boy, that's a really good question. I think what shouldn't change would be the flowers. Flowers are changing all the time. There's constantly new ones and a lot of the old ones just go away, which is kind of a sad thing because they're real pretty. I would have to say that just keeping beautiful flowers, that's a good question. I've never thought about that.
I would just hope that people never lose their joy and their amazement at flowers and plants. They're meant for our joy and our wonder, looking at them and thinking, you know, oh my gosh.
Food for the soul.
Yeah, we've always said that flowers are food for the soul.
And in the 21st century, that's pretty special if you can have something that traditional and ancient of a custom, actually, that is just the same as it's always been.
They make you happy. Flowers make you happy.
And we actually have a number of people that will come in through the cold months and just want to walk through the greenhouse.
Smell the green.
Or look in the cooler and see the fresh flowers just because they've been without in their yard for so long. And it just gives you a sense of peace.
Is there a surcharge for that? Got to ask.
No surcharge.
It's free to look.
Free to look.
Who could ask for more? So going forward, are you busy getting a sixth generation interested in the young family floral business?
Well, we were never pushed into the business. We just kind of decided it's what we wanted to do. And I've got a couple of daughters, and I'm taking that same approach with them. If they want to come into the business, they're more than welcome. If not, you know, whatever you want to do.
They come in and help quite a bit. And they've both got some talent in all the different areas. But I agree with Blake. It's a 7-day-a-week job. and you're always working. So it's not a decision to make lightly.
No, and it sounds like for the last five generations, that's how it's gone. And really good luck to all of you. And you. Okay, folks, before I do let you get back to business, since you please people every single day, what does this five-generation legacy and labor of love in all of its glory do for you?
I just enjoy coming to work every day and doing what we do. You know, the challenge of growing flowers and problem solving the flowers and finding the next new thing is exciting.
I would agree. It's being able to go in every day to a job that you enjoy and that makes you feel good. I can't think of anything I'd rather do.
Sandy and Blake Young, along with Sandy's other son, Brian, are co-owners of Young's Greenhouse and Flower Shop. Sandra, Blake, thank you for taking time to join us today. And here's to the power of the flower.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.